This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And so they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So that then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked him, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this was our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So the second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing. that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord.
You may have seen a bumper sticker or a yard sign somewhere that says, "In a world where you can be anything, be kind." A lot of times when this phrase is used, though, it seems that people actually mean be nice. Kindness is often conflated with niceness, but they are not the same. Kindness is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Niceness is not. They have some similarities in common usage, but we can see their distinction. You might say, "That's a nice shirt," but you'd never say, "Your shirt looks kind today." There's a generosity implicit in kindness. Kindness costs something to the one who is kind and gives something to the one who receives kindness. We hear about kindness in the scriptures, the kindness of the Lord. As St. Paul wrote to Titus, "We ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deluded, slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. But when the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared, because of his mercy, he saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life." St. Paul closely connects kindness to the practice of love, of charity. Kindness, however, is not always nice. Psalm 141 says, "If a good man strikes or reproves me, it is kindness." By this, the psalmist isn't saying that you got to be cruel to be kind, but that sometimes breaking bad news or providing a warning might not be nice, but it might be kind. Niceness is generally cheap, going along to get along, not making waves or ruffling feathers. When we're kind, though, we do something good to others at some cost to ourselves, and it is often very difficult to be kind. And unfortunately, we all tend to lack kindness occasionally. Today's gospel passage introduces us to a man blind from birth, whose origin story contains many such failures of kindness. We see that he is forced to beg. He's the subject of withering criticism and gossip. He's dragged twice before the Pharisees to defend himself for something that he didn't seem to choose. His parents effectively abandon him and decline to speak up on his behalf. He's expelled from the community by the religious authorities. He is never the object of anyone's generosity. That is, until he meets Jesus Christ. The Lord treats him differently. His first focus is not to cast blame. He acknowledges him by looking at him. He gives him what he needs to enable the curing of his blindness. When he heard that they had thrown him out, Jesus went to find him. In other words, he treated him with kindness. And when Jesus later asks him about his beliefs, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man born blind, who could then see, responded immediately, "Who is he that I may believe in him?" When the Lord continued to have seen him, the one speaking to you is he said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. He accepted the Lord's claim to be the Son of Man simply because Jesus had said it was so, and this was no easy thing to believe. The title Son of Man is present in the book of the prophet Daniel, and it's a reference not to humanity, in spite of the nature of the phrase, but to divinity. In other words, Jesus told the man born blind to believe in him as God, and he did, readily. After Jesus had demonstrated his divine power in an act of kindness to him. We know that at other times when the divine power of Jesus was revealed, such as when Jesus cast the demons into the swine, people witnessed his power but weren't converted because the kindness of that miracle wasn't directed at them. Of course, this isn't Jesus' fault, but in witnessing that power, they begged him to leave their district. This time, I think it's the Lord's personal kindness, rather than simply the demonstration of his power, that made the man born blind receptive to the gospel. So often we think that we are going to convert the world or change people's minds by persuasive arguments about the divinity of Jesus, or by our reverence, or by our doctrinal orthodoxy, or by our commitment to any manner of social cause. But the Lord gives us the example today of evangelizing from a starting point of personal kindness. I think that the great wisdom of his example is one that we frequently, in practice, fail to implement in our own lives. Sometimes we, in our zeal for the gospel, or perhaps just in our pride, take more pleasure in, to use an ugly phrase that needs to be let go of, owning in the sense of thoroughly defeating a perceived opponent. There's no kindness in that, no generosity, no mercy, nothing that leads to Christ. On Ash Wednesday, we heard St. Paul proclaim to the Corinthians and to us that we are ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors for Christ are followers of Christ, and followers of Christ must clothe themselves with kindness. Are you clothed with kindness? What other people say about you, that's a kind person. When we explain our faith to others, do we lead with kindness or with judgment? The Lord himself was kind to the man born blind before inviting him to make an act of faith. Are we kind to others who don't share our faith? Are we kind to those whose moral judgment we may question? Or do we demand faith in Christ and his church without any preceding kindness and then become indignant when our proposal is naturally rejected? This gospel account shows us that personal kindness has real power. And it's a power that we as Christians, if we live up to the teachings of Christ, ought to be ready and able to deploy in order to win followers for Christ by witness and by invitation. As we continue to hasten towards the celebrations of Easter to come, we will find ourselves taking the place of the man born blind. We will be reminded that we are the recipients of the greatest kindness the Lord has ever offered, his laying down of his life and rising again for our salvation. In these waning days of Lent, then, recommit to kindness. In a world where you can be anything, be kind. Kindness is biblical. Kindness is evangelizing. Kindness does cost us something, but we believe that we are paid back by God many times over for our generosity. In eternal life, to be sure, but even in this world, with the abundant life of people who do good. May we rejoice today in the graces that the Eucharistic Lord gives us to lead people to know him through the power of the kindness that we are called to show to others.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.